Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Jignesh Shah, Vice President of Business Infrastructure Products and Solutions at Software AG. Jignesh guides the direction of Software AG's SOA products, and today we're going to talk about SOA governance. So first of all, thank you so much for joining me today, Jignesh.
Thank you, Peter.
Now, Gartner just reported SOA governance rose 17.5% last year. How do you account for such robust growth in what was generally pretty much a down economy?
It certainly is a very encouraging sign, Peter, to see SOA governance grow double digits in a year when at the beginning of the year, SOA in general was declared dead. And, you know, we were hit by a global financial crisis, a pandemic, and so on and so forth. Really, what this boils down to is the fact that 2009 really was a year when SOA went mainstream, and it gathered steam. This is the year when enterprises finally rolled up their sleeves and got down to doing SOA and doing SOA well. And as and when this happens, in every customer account that we work with, we see that that is the point when enterprises realize why SOA governance is so important, why SOA governance is the key to realizing the benefits from SOA. So what happened really in summary is that in 2009, enterprises got serious about SOA, and as a result, they got serious about SOA governance. And that is what has led to this very positive, very encouraging uptick in the adoption of SOA governance, both as a discipline and the tooling around supporting the discipline.
Now, you kind of touched on this in your previous answer, but would you say that the growth in SOA governance proves that SOA is alive and well, or would you say they're basically two different measurements?
Well, certainly SOA governance, or the growth in SOA governance rather, is predicated on the growth in SOA. It's obvious that companies will not invest in SOA governance if they're not interested in SOA and if they're not interested in investing and benefiting from SOA. So certainly I think, you know, the correlation is very strong that if companies are willing to invest in SOA governance, that they are very interested in getting the most out of SOA to begin with.
Well, that certainly makes sense to me. Now, basically, why is governance so important to SOA?
That's a good question, and that is something that is often lost in all the theoretical and architectural debate around what is governance, how do you do it well, how do you tie it to your architecture, and so on. So let's take a step back and think about SOA and think about why is SOA different from all the other approaches that IT has used in the past to build applications and deliver IT capabilities to the business. The one fundamental difference is that this is really the first time where on a large scale, IT is trying to create shared resources, shared in a way that they cross application boundaries, they cross organizational boundaries, they cross budget lines, they cross lines of accountability and responsibility. And it is this crossing of lines, this sort of breaking down of system silos, organizational silos, accountability silos, that creates this very critical need for governing SOA. So you go back to the world of applications, you know, that we're also used to. Well, applications, you know, have one dedicated project team, and they need governance, but that governance is sort of within the realm of that project or that application, and is accomplished through the normal mechanisms of project funding, project reviews, architectural reviews, and so on for that application. But SOA kind of explodes these concerns to the enterprise-wide scale or to the multi-department scale or the multi-business unit scale. And now suddenly a lot of people are interested in how a certain service is funded or how a certain service is changed and evolved and what type of SLAs are needed for that one service. And so the decision-making process and the number of stakeholders involved in making that decision, you know, it's a lot more complex and the scale is much bigger. This is why we need SOA governance is because of the scale and complexity of making decisions around which services to build them, how to fund them, how to evolve and operate them. In the SOA world, these concerns span multiple stakeholders, multiple lines of responsibilities, and so on. And that's why governance is so important to making SOA work.
Well, that makes sense. Now, where would you say, at what point in the SOA cycle should a company bring in governance?
That's a good point, and that has been, you know, debated over the past many years. And some folks and some people have posited that that depends on the number of services you have. And others have argued that it doesn't matter how many number of services you have. I look at this a little differently and say, you should start thinking about governance the day you have more than one stakeholder involved in making decisions about which services to build, how to maintain, how to operate, how to evolve them. There are, largely speaking, you know, two dimensions of SOA adoption. One is sort of the scope of SOA in terms of sharing services and resources, and that scope goes from projects to across projects to across departments, units, and the enterprise, and sometimes beyond the enterprise. So that's sort of the scope of SOA adoption. And then sort of the volume, if you will, that is where you think about the number of services that you have to worry about, that you have to maintain and operate and evolve. As soon as you start seeing your scope go beyond projects and applications, it is very likely that you'll have to put in some form of governance. And as the number of services grows, the complexity, the level of complexity will also grow. So those are typically the two indicators that we ask our customers to look at, is who is involved in making decisions and what is the volume or what is the scale of your SOA adoption. These two things should really drive the level of governance you have. And that is the other point that I would like to make, is that there's no one right level of governance. Depending on where you are on this scale and scope axis, you will need different levels of governance. You don't want to have too much governance in the beginning that might stifle the momentum behind your SOA. You don't want to have too little at any stage, because you're increasing the risk of the shared resources or building the wrong resources. So that just the right level of governance is very important depending on where you are in the scale and scope of your SOA adoption.
Good to know. Now, Gartner has reported that Software AG was the worldwide market leader in SOA governance for the past 2 years. Now, why is Software AG putting such an emphasis on SOA governance?
Software AG has been very aggressive in both promoting and supporting SOA as an approach combined with BPM as an approach to delivering business capabilities. And these two are really tied at the hip in many ways. BPM and SOA are two sides of the same coin, at least from a process automation point of view. And we saw this very early on. This dynamic around decision-making around SOA was very complex and required a great deal of transparency, required a great deal of accountability. And we knew that for our customers to succeed with SOA and BPM, they would have to overcome these hurdles, build the right processes, build the right level of accountability and transparency. And because of the scale at which SOA and BPM are adopted, having the right level of tooling was also going to be important. This wasn't something that you could do just with an Excel spreadsheet and so on. A lot of people start there, and that's fine. But eventually, you need to get into tooling that helps you scale your SOA governance processes and practices. So this is the reason we very early adopted SOA governance as a core tenet within our own products. It's something that we baked into our own products. And it's something that we also focused on as a discipline and help build experience and methodology around. So the reason we have put so much emphasis on this market is we think that SOA governance is a key ingredient to our customer success with SOA and BPM, and hence to our success with SOA and BPM.
Great to know. This is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf speaking with Jignesh Shah of Software AG. Thank you so much for joining me, Jignesh.
Thank you very much, Peter.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.